Israeli occupation forces have attacked, beaten and run over a resident of Al-Arub refugee camp in Hebron al-Khalil. Ayed Mohammed Hassaniyeh was attacked by Israeli soldiers outside his home when he was returning from work. He is now recovering from serious wounds and fractures inflicted upon him by the soldiers in Beit Jala Hospital, Bethlehem. However, the residents of the camp stated they are facing a humanitarian crisis as a result of bad weather conditions, which has left them without electricity for days. They explained that Israeli soldiers have used their weakened positions to carry out systematic attacks on the camp.
The attacks against this camp are strategic and take place on a regular basis. There's no protection for these refugees or for all Palestinians. The Israelis are continuing their attacks with impunity. We must put an end to these violent actions using international law.
A resident of Al-Arub refugee camp explained to Press TV about the deteriorating situation at the camp.
Here in the refugee camp, we are suffering from many things, especially the winter with the snow. We have called on the UN and human rights group to see the tragedy we are facing. 6 days without electricity, no water, and attacks by soldiers. We cannot live in these conditions.
The residents explained that the situation is worsening due to severe Israeli restrictions on the camp. They cannot reconnect power lines that have been cut due to the heavy snow and have little access to basic necessities such as running water. The crisis is deepening this winter in vulnerable refugee camps such as Al-Arub. The residents face severe power shortages and systematic attacks by the Israeli army. Nell Burton for Press TV, occupied Hebron, Al-Khalil.